there's a lot of people listening on the radio that need to know these things, that don't know these things. Turn over Romans 5:1. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Since we have no condemnation, we have peace with God. We've been reconciled. 2 Corinthians, Paul didn't say go into all the world and do this or that. He said, tell them, be reconciled to God. Well, how can I be reconciled? God has forgiven you. Be reconciled. What do I have to do? You have to be reconciled. Yeah, but where's the hoops? Just receive it. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. One translation, the New Living, says, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God. Now, if you think about that, no one can have peace with God apart from being justified and becoming righteous. And you know, I've been saved a long time, but I can still faintly remember not having peace. And it wasn't fun. I can remember the feeling the night I landed in Vietnam. And it wasn't a good feeling. It wasn't a good feeling, I'll tell you. And we landed, we left Fort Lewis, Washington, and we were on our way to Tokyo, but we had to land. We ran out of fuel, and we had to land in Cold Bay, Alaska. Now, do you know how much jet fuel they have in Cold Bay, Alaska? None. Zero. But we have a plane that needs it, so we had to sit there and wait for it to come to us in a tanker truck. And so we sat there quite a while in Cold Bay, Alaska, until we got refueled, and then we landed. And, you know, we didn't know too much for a lot of hours. I didn't know if it was just getting dark or just getting light. I didn't know. I didn't stop and figure it out. But when we landed in Tokyo, it got dark, so I knew it was just getting dark for a lot of hours, you know, because we were keeping up with the sun. And so we landed in Tokyo and refueled, and then we took off again, and we landed in Cameron Bay at midnight. And we landed on these metal runways, mesh, metal mesh. And they make a racket. Boy, when that plane lands on that thing, it makes a racket. And you get off, and there's smells. You're right in the heart. And I did not like the feeling that I felt when I got off that plane. And it was anything but peace. I had no peace. And occasionally I will feel that feeling again. And I don't like it. And it's a warning to pray for what's going on in the world. But we have peace with God. Hallelujah. And you cannot have peace with God apart from being justified. And because we have peace with God, we have God with us. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Well, that ought to give you some peace. Yeah, but what's he going to do? Well, he said, I'll strengthen you. He will? Yeah. I'll help you. Oh, he will. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Amen. He's for us, he's with us, and he's in us. Therefore, we can boldly declare what? God is my helper. I will not fear what man or what Satan through man, you know, Satan can't do anything apart from man, what man can do to me. Why? Because we're more than conquerors. Peace is very important. If you don't remember what it was like to not have peace, you know, I watched so many cowboy shows growing up, I thought it was just natural you ought to have some good enemies. And I'm serious. I had some. Peace is very important. You'll find everyone in a psychiatric hospital is lacking peace. You'll find everyone who takes psychiatric medicine is lacking peace. You know, they've got all these other names, you know, they're lacking peace. I don't care what name you put on it, schizophrenia or this or that or the other thing, they are lacking peace. Jesus said some amazing things about peace. John 14:27, his last days on earth, he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful. In other words, the devil will try to steal your peace, but don't let him. Guard it. Guard your heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. Well, if you let the devil steal your peace, guess what? Some funny things can flow out. Just don't let your heart be troubled. Don't dwell on the negative. You know, boy, the world's full of troubled Christians right now. We're looking at what the devil's doing instead of what God's doing. John 16:33, these things have I spoken to you that in me you may have peace. You know, we got a lot of people preaching what the devil's doing instead of what God's doing. Wonder what the result of that will be. Be lack of peace for one thing. John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you that in me you may have peace. Yes, in the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. That means the world can't overcome you because you're in Christ. That's what it means. You better believe that. You know, when Jesus rose from the dead, of course, he rose there and the Marys saw him at the tomb. But then he went to find the disciples that evening. And it says in John 20, verse 19, when therefore it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, they weren't there for peace. They were there for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood in the midst of them and said, peace, peace. I wonder if he wants us to have peace. I wonder if peace is important. Peace be unto you. Therefore Jesus said to them, peace be unto you. As the Father has sent me, even so send I you. Wait a minute, Jesus. I know what happened to you. That don't sound too good to me. No, we don't have to die for him. We have to live for him. John 20:26. You remember that doubting Thomas wasn't there. And he said, I won't believe unless I see. Well, you can't tell me Jesus rose from the dead. I saw him on the cross. He's dead. I won't believe it just because you 10 nuts said so. I don't believe you. I believe my eyes. I believe what I see. Until I touch him, I won't even believe it then. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were in the upper room, were within, and Thomas was with them. And Jesus came, the doors being shut, and he stood in the midst of them, and he said, peace be unto you. I mean, those are the first words Jesus spoke. Peace. God wants us to have peace. The Bible says the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. That means religion. The kingdom of God is not religious ceremonies, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Have you noticed no peace, no joy? Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So no peace, no joy, no strength, and no faith. No hope, the Bible says. God is the God of peace. And he's in you. You know, the world's looking for a different kind of peace. You know, the Bible says when they say peace, peace, sudden destruction's coming. Amen. God is the God of peace. And because we've been reconciled, because we've been declared not guilty, because there's no condemnation and we're new creations in Christ Jesus, we have peace with God. And then we can have the peace. If we follow hard after him, we can have the peace of God. Whew, that's good. Well, how do you know God's at peace? Don't you think God's worried about what's going on? Well, my Bible says that he's looking at what's going on and he laughs. That's what it says. He looks down at what's going on in the world. He looks at the Ayatollah Khomeini, and he says, ha, ha, ha. Amen. Who do you think you are? Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, for your goodness, for your mercy, and for your righteousness and your peace. In Jesus' name. Can you say amen? Amen.